It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. Cultural diplomacy is one way the U.S. tries to improve its image abroad. It often comes in the form of a traveling art exhibit or a famous actor visits a war-torn country. At the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., a deeper kind of diplomacy is going on. Every summer for the past 4 years, managers of arts organizations come from around the world to D.C. to get training on how to manage better. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
It's a little like the United Nations of Arts Management.
My name is Nida Bhatt, and I'm from Karachi, Pakistan. We have a theater company.
My name is Kheri Abdallah Yusuf Jumbe, the Swahili Performing Arts Center of Zanzibar.
Evgeny Stadushny, State Chamber Orchestra, Moscow Virtuosi.
In most of these countries, nonprofit staples like capital campaigns and membership drives are unheard of. In the U.S., they're old hat.
The funding system in the United States is very different than most of the world.
Kennedy Center President Michael Kaiser.
We developed this private philanthropy model because of a separation of art and state that really emerged from the Puritans who thought that music and dance were evil.
And from evil evolved an entire American industry, fundraising for nonprofits. This summer, the fellows took a master class led by the Kennedy Center's Vice President for Development.
You want that broad base of support, even for individual projects.
They also learn how to write a marketing plan and enlist volunteers. But are these American tools applicable in, say, Nigeria, where earlier this year hundreds of people were killed in the streets in post-election violence?
My name is Patrick Jude Otte. I run the Jos Repertory Theater in Jos, Nigeria.
Patrick Jude Otte, he had his doubts.
And after listening to Michael teach, I was like, this cannot work in my environment. The environment is too volatile.
But Jude Otte has completed his third summer as a Kennedy Center Fellow. He says one of the most important things he's learned is to communicate directly with his audience.
You get them involved in what you are doing, then the more people get excited, the more people are happy to be associated with you. And that's what has happened.
Another fellow, Reem Qasim from Alexandria, Egypt, recently did the unthinkable. Last February, a month after thousands of protesters clashed violently with police, she organized an outdoor arts festival with dancers and musicians and workshops for children.
It wouldn't have gone without the new political situation in the country because it was not allowed to have any activities on the streets and in particular collective gatherings.
Qasim was able to share the story with and get help from other Kennedy Center fellows from all over the world. The director of a dance organization in the UK, for example, suggested she ask wealthy Egyptians living in London or New York for support.
So I have written down a strategic plan to try out new strategies, and we'll come back next year with more questions.
I really do believe that the work we're doing to teach is really a cultural diplomatic effort.
The Kennedy Center's Michael Kaiser says cultural diplomacy is one of the program's most important byproducts.
We're building long-term relationships with hundreds and hundreds of people around the world who value our expertise. Because we're not saying our culture is important. We're saying your culture is important and we want to make your organizations more robust.
These 36 arts managers from 28 different countries might even see Washington in a more positive light. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.